Rocky and Alyssa. Rocky and Alyssa.
Cut the chit-chat and give Mama what she came for.
On 98.5 KRC.
Video went viral yesterday once it was released. This happened last year at a gender reveal party where I guess they used a little too much dynamite or TNT or
Is
something.
Is there ever a right amount of dynamite in a dried field of wheatgrass? I'm asking a practical question.
Started a giant wildfire that caused, what, $8 million in damage. So we're wondering... you know, is it time to pump the brakes a little bit on gender reveal parties? Or are they getting out of hand?
Yes.
Because this is obviously an outrageous example.
Right.
But even, you know, something in your own backyard, something that maybe you were a part of. Is it too much? We're going to move on to Mike here real quick. What do you think? Have we gone too far with these?
Well, I know a couple that they're doing something. It's amazing. First, they don't know what the gender of the baby is. They're waiting till it's born.
Okay, good.
Okay, so
nice.
They're doing that. But here's something that's kind of crazy. They don't even know they're not going to know the name of the baby. The wife has a name chosen if it's a girl, but she won't tell the husband.
Oh.
And the husband has the name chosen if it's a boy and won't tell the wife.
Wow.
That's gutsy.
Actually, on the paper, until the paperwork's actually already legally done.
I've never heard of that before. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Liz,
wow.
Liz, who would you trust more, the woman with her name or the guy with his name?
Definitely the woman. Man, the dude would probably name like Hercules Agamemnon or something.
Some sports guy or something.
You never know. That's so cool.
Well,
but they're both on the same page, which is amazing. Well, good luck to that couple. They sound really fun.
Yeah, I might let you know what happens after.
Please do,
yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Love to hear the outcome of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially if it's a boy.
You know it.